Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Matthew 24 verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. I'll take it again. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. So the one and only sign Jesus gave about the end of the church age is the gospel of the kingdom being presented on nation basis. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today you are going to hear the gospel of the kingdom. And I want to talk to you on the subject, what is the problem? Somebody says, no problem. You know, we like that language. When they ask you, what is going on? You say, no problem. You try and deny a problem. But if there is no problem, then we don't need a solution. Then we don't need Jesus in Africa. So in this opening session, I'm going to give us a wake-up call to the challenges of black people. The reason is simple. If you cannot define a problem clearly, it cannot be solved. It will be like shadow boxing hitting the air. Because you don't know the target, you don't know the problem, you don't know the challenge. It's like you are in a classroom and you do not understand a question properly. You can have the solution, but you cannot apply it or solve it just because you have not clearly defined what the problem is. So many times we have got the solutions in our hands. But we are groping around like blind people looking for the solution which is already in our hands. And whilst we are running all around looking for the solution, we are languishing in the problems. So when the white man came, they use the word of God rightly and they use signs, S-C-I-E-N-C-E, signs, not signs, S-I-G-N-S. The white man came with the gospel and with signs, not signs and wonders, but with signs. And they were able to move our people from these physical idols.
You know our people,
a strange skin person comes and is controlling the darkness. You know, I have always asked myself when I was a young person, how come these people were so successful without signs and wonders. Read about the Basel mission. Read about the Roman Catholic. Read about the Wesleyans. Read about the Bremen missionaries. Read about the Moravian missionaries from Holland. Read about all of these missionaries. You will not find signs and wonders. You will find signs, but not signs and wonders. How come they were able to move our people from their beliefs in idols, physical idols, into God? How was it possible? So they were using mirrors. Mirrors. What you look, you see yours. Plenty mirrors were flowing. At the crusade ground.
And
read your history, they are all there. Yeah, they are there. And instant refined medicine.
It was Alabin.
So they came with such things as bottles.
And
they came with Schnapp, well brewed.
And then Sir Bunya Petesi, and what they are good to him, Efe, or the label of Boho.
A people drink it and say, hey, Kwesi Brunyini, sir.
Ah. Let's see.
But the most serious of all is the pictures that he came with. Pictures.
Nyana Eya Rahu Cry and Fonia, O Brunini Banwamo de Bay, Abrofono.
Photographs.
Photo. Mfonini.
How come they were able to move our people from idolatry to serve God?
It is because
of these scientific things.
But
more importantly, it is because our weakness for idols made us accept the white man as the new God or the new benefactor.
Why not?
Because sometimes you read the history and you say that, but these people, how come they just accepted things like that? Why not? Our instinct for idols. It made us see the white man as our new God. And I say to you, why not? When the pictures that they gave us about Jesus Christ look just like them. Yeah, like an European, a Swiss, or a German. And all of the pictures of angels that they brought us were not black angels. All of them were Scottish looking angels. So British Jesus, Scottish angels.
Now the
angels, they look American. Have you seen it?
America for.
And the pictures that they gave us about Satan looked exactly like us. Why will we not despise what we have?
Forgive.
Yeah.
One more day, yes, and you're so about funny, a brony quadian. Omoka draw bron somewhere. Tum, so who are we to know one?
Now that thing is still hunting some of you here.
Na sadia nara e ko swara e ha ebinum wa ha.
So the white man replaced the physical idols in our people's minds with himself, and some of our sayings reinforce this.
Na obroni no e ma ye hu se se ye pese ye hu nyame a ye hu na ape ye hu nyame na nanyi na so ye kasamu etumi kire sa.
So sayings developed like, if you see a white man, you have seen God. God looks white. And Satan looks black like us. Now I'm bringing it home. Now people have moved away from physical idols into mental idolatry. So people believe that if God really blesses you, he takes you to the white man's country. So people will go and queue at the embassies and they don't mind the cold.
Baby, the woman did visa one. Obeda formu, obeda hiyo, and fan ho.
And they feel like it's a blessing.
Imagine you say, "Chira woko broni kromua," and the yinshira.
Even men of God believe that if you travel and you minister to a white man, you are more anointed than you stay in these local areas.
Impo, asofo biyaju yom say, "Sa woko brochira na woni broni kwakasa." Ebeka usivi ho, preach in America, and uti obeka brochira.
Yeah, they will force. Because there is a certain bondage which is still lingering.
Now, how be
people now believe that a church is blessed when there are white people there.
Now, and no po say what sorry no as a bruni woman. What do?
And when a white minister goes to town, comes to town, everybody opens up because a white man is preaching to us. You must listen to the people who are abroad, black people abroad. I have spoken with some of my friends there, and you can see how great they feel that they live in a white community, not among black people.
Na empo abrochire no ebibifo no womo a womo ti baabi abrofo wo no tese womo no mo vim no wo high na womo mo ti baabi abibifo no wo no black community ni ya eno so Africa ni biadu ho.
Because still in the mind, the nearer you are to the white man, is this the same thing as the past? Okay. The nearer you are to the white man,
yes,
the better. Have you seen the way half caste people throw about their weight? They feel better than you just because they are lighter skinned than jet black skinned.
Yeah.
They feel great because somehow, even when they are poor, they don't have anything. They talk to you anyhow because somehow they feel that there is that blood in my bloodstream.
Now, empo, wako abroche kakrana, wabia bia waya ebibini. Na wakotina brochure na ebia weda niti waya ya kwa kwa wuhua. Ne kasa ni se diobe jirani wakasa no. Asa wun kahubi. Esa nse, onu se di ya bono no waya ya kwa se broni. Aniti ni huu ye hiyase u.
Go for a white wife. Or a wife who is fair, very fair. See, when we were young, people had dreams like that. I tell you, no, when we were young, people had dreams like that.
Hey,
when you have a wife to be who is fair, and the hair is falling, you are the top guy. You are better than some of you sisters. That's how some people felt.
Well, see, in Kano, sir, boys, is Shiapa, and I say, one who are work or worry brony, or be to me now, just sir, or be worry brony, to bear pampa, sir, no, and no brony. Oh, no, boys, is Shiapa, and I say, be obedient, beloved, Cocopa, and then you gunetia. Oh, mama, can you know, hey, sister, never, no, be a genante, now confirm me, dear be.
So now the white man, in the minds of those of you who are listening to me, the white man has become a mental idol planted in the minds of our people.
Na ene yehu broni se obi a waya sronko kwa na ene de fi se yasum ne se wonipa na mmom abaya dwene mu.
And this one cuts across both Christians and non-Christians feel like that.
Na we efa ba bia Christofor ene omo mu nya Christofor nyina adwene sa.
I want us to read that in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
Ma mama ya kinkan bibi fi Korintofor nguma etusu mienu
ti. And then verse 4.
Chichemu enai.
2 Corinthians chapter 10 and then verse 4.
Korintofor nguma etusu du chichemu nai.
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds.
Wasena ya kodianu enya dia ya totroba esase eboye ema ya chinioma esipim no esane.
Strongholds are beliefs that we hold so strong that we never like to shift from it.
Na enyoma ya chidi wa yemua ya pese ya chinye hufi ho.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Strongholds are mental shrines of idols.
Na eye ade bia esi ye tirimu aye abosom de e de amaye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the devil builds strongholds or shrines in the mind.
Na obrunsam osi abosom dan ni abosom de e wo ye tirim.
And he mentally sits there as an idol of worship.
Na osa that na wadwene mu ama wasom no wa wadwene mu.
Not directly sitting there as Satan.
Na ontina hwasa wa bronsam.
But through men of wealth.
Na odina man krofo a womu wo bi so.
He sits there.
Not ho.
In your mind.
Wa wadwene mu.
Object of worship.
Ebeye ohoni ewa wadwene mu.
Look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 14.
Oma yan Ezekiel ti du 9.
And then verse 3.
Tichemu miensa.
The reality of mental idols.
Ezekiel chapter 14
and then verse 3.
Ezekiel 29.
Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts. And put before them that which causes them to stumble into iniquity. The idols make you stumble into iniquity. Iniquity is talking about a fundamental flaw with your system. That gives birth to wrong things outside. Idolatry make you stumble to get a wrong basis that produces itself in your life. And he says that, should I let myself be inquired of them at all? Therefore speak to them and say to them, thus says the Lord God. Every one of the house of Israel who set up his idol in his heart and put before him that which causes him to stumble into iniquity and then comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols. What God is saying is very grave. He's saying that it is possible for his children, his people, to place idols in their hearts and in their minds and go about seeking God.
Now I say, then crow for bet to me the abosum sum any abosum sum ye as a woman trim. No more bet to me, yes,
so Eddie Aqua Shisho with Yami. So the whole thing moved from physical idols to mental idols.
Nanina Efi abosum bosuma ye who so jina ho Akoshe trim.
It is like digging a new hole to fill an old hole.
And they say, what to Amanabi? Now would you see Amanada Debi?
You feel that the old is covered.
But you
still have a hole to fill. And as I'm bringing this message home, I want you to know that you still have a hole to fill. It is like borrowing new, fresh, to go and pay an old debt. You still have a debt to pay. Initially, it is a relief that the old debt is covered. The physical idols are gone. We are doing well. But God says that these my people, they have set up idols. Their shrines in their hearts and in their minds. And they hold on so strong to that belief. Yes, sir, they are coming to seek me. He says that, should I listen to them? Because he is no more overlooking.
Onya mi asam se, wadwe ya wo se kada dane watua na ma wo san de kafofro. Wadwe ya wo san kan no na wo wo bobe bi an adua bi si wa wo sume na wagai. Wo si wo ba ba sume onya mi na ma wadwini mu de. Wadwini mu de na ma bi koso a epia ma utumi kwaya bone, aya abosunsum de asi wutrim. Onya mi bi sa se, wo de an oba ba bi samia, mi na no ana.
Our challenge with idolatry still remains.
Nasa a how na a way a susa bibi my said denya yebe pese yebe susum bibi no a ya de haye.
There is a mental damage that has been handed down from generation to generation, which the gospel of the kingdom to black people is addressing.
Hallelujah. Na ya jinimu how bi wahwa. Yedi atia I want to aso ekosi I want to aso a onyame ahini asemi eba ababesiesi.
And the gospel of the kingdom to black people will address this sin fully before Jesus Christ comes.
Now onyame asema ya ahini asemo a odema ebibiman no sahawi na sem no be di hu adwuma.
Because idolatry is a deadly age old sin. It causes low estimation of yourself. And it makes you underestimate other people like
you.
Idolatry makes you take yourself for granted. And it makes you take your own for granted. It creates inferiority. And it spoils the mind. Idolatry causes a scattering and a dispersal of people. They scatter, they disperse for other people to come over to their land and enjoy their blessing.
Now,
I believe that that is a picture of our dear continent and black people everywhere. What is ours is enjoyed by other people. Whilst we are busy killing our own, stamping down on our own, and exalting other people who are not like us. The fairer you are, the better you are.
Ah, yanka sa ya dia ya wano ye tietia su ebune nimtia na ya mania enya ne dia ne bedi ade ya ye dia na ya dwe ya ye se emna wo ye kokko no na che se wo ye obi ahuhia pa.
Psalm 68 verse 31
enyo mama ye tia se mi wo ho.
Psalm 68 verse 31 as I end
emna me de masami ba wie ye yenko enyo eduosi anwotwe chichemu eduasa baako.
Psalm
68,
verse
31.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what Jesus Christ said about idolatry? He spoke that in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6. He said that you cannot serve God and mammon. Wow. You cannot serve God and mammon. So to Jesus, the rival of God is not Satan, but mammon. Should I tell you the meaning of the word mammon? It is a Babylonian word that got into Aramaic, and it means confidence from wealth.
Na eye asembi efi Babylon a ekopie baabi a ene se ne ntrasie ane se uwo jidie ewo ahonya wo no mu.
So to Jesus, mammon is wealth that has assumed a personality and has been deified, has been made a god.
Ene se wo wonim se wo adwapade wo ade bia obetumi de wo ho ato no so enu ti wo hia Yesu.
People can be so wealthy that they appear as idols because in your mind they can rival God in the provision of material things. So wealth can possess people in such a way that Satan uses them. Yeah. Those people, to rival God, in your mind, in the provision of what you will eat, what you will drink, and what you will wear.
Yeah.
That is why Jesus Christ said, look, this is the way that the Gentiles do it, but it shall not be so with you. As for you, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The opposite of the kingdom of God is not the kingdom of Satan. The opposite of the kingdom of God is the kingdom of mammon. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Jesus was saying that you should not seek the kingdom of men or of mammon. Because what mammon does is that it assumes a person of wealth, so that you deify that person. He becomes an idol in the mind, exalted against the knowledge of God, against the pathway that God wants his people to pass.
Na, o se, mo hwehwe onyame ne ne trene ne kan, amade wo hie nyina ode amawo. Onyame se wo ka onyame ahinie na enye obrunsama ahinie no ne de to ho. Nemom sunsum a eya mammon sunsum ene se obi wo ahodie bebrebe a onia no wonim so no betumi ama onia wo bedi nia wo beda ene nia wo behye ene to wode wo wura ebehye wo nyame musu onyame beya wo boafo no wode wo wura ebehye onia na wo betumi ama sa nyoma ni nyina ene to na no betumi agyina aho se onyame a wo tumi boa onia wo ye. Na onyame se moma ye hwe ni ye sa mammon sunsum na etumi be gira ho se ohoniri esa se onyame sa mammon sunsum betumi abeso bi mu a oni ano benya sika ma ne ahwe bi obetumi di ama o enu ti wo fa wo wura entu onya me kra
so
biom osi hwe ni ye.
So Jesus was saying that you'll be torn between God and wealthy people in getting your needs met.
Na Yesu se ebedu pempen so bi no wo be hu se onu Yesu na wotumi bua wo ene nipa wo gina ho a onu so anyamo a wotumi bua no wa dwene be ya wotanta wo sa ne oma mienu ihu.
Psalm 68 verse 31.
Na enyuma duasan duosian wo twichichemu duasan baako.
Envoys will come out of Egypt.
Wo se na nyoma be fi Egypt aba.
Envoys will come out of Egypt. Princes will come out of Egypt.
Na ahimani ahimfoma ebe fi Egypt aba.
Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God.
Na Ethiopia ebe ma ne sa so akyere wo nyame.
Princes or envoys is talking about kingdom messengers.
Now, I can envoy a extra and crawfoot a hini anumu ya suma wamu.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.